Hello and welcome to Cubs Baseball Fancast. Today is Sunday, April 6th, and it is before the Cubs-Astros game at 1:20. My name is Frank.
This is Joe. You guys can view our blog at cubsfancast.blogspot.com.
This is Brian. We'd love any kind of hate mail that you want to send us at cubsfancast@gmail.com.
And this is Brad. This episode is brought to you by Gentlemen. There's one in all of us.
Okay, fellas, let's start this off by just asking you guys, who here wants to have one of Fukudome's babies?
I'll have as many as he wants to give me.
Yeah.
As many as he wants to father, I mean, they're coming out of me.
Yeah. The guy's great.
Yeah, it's a good start.
I mean, he's done everything that he really can do. He's had spectacular catches. He's bunting for his... Did you see the bunt yesterday where he puts down a bunt and... he's standing on first base, and it looked like Houston still didn't know what happened.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he just knows how to play the game, and it seems like a lot of the Japanese players come here understanding the fundamentals already.
Yeah,
and imagine. I mean, his at-bats, yeah, even the ones he's out or whatever, takes a lot of pitches, doesn't swing at many bad pitches. I mean, it's pretty impressive.
I got to say, it's so great that he's not super young coming out of Japan. So, he's 30, so he's not a young guy. He's so educated about the game. So he knows everything about it. He knows how to play it. Plus, he's a really good player. You can't do much better than 3-for-3 in your first MLB game.
The one thing I did notice is all the first pitches that he does swing at, he hits right on the screws. I think all of them have been for hits,
yeah,
too.
So. Yeah. I mean, he's been on base more than half the times he's been up. That's pretty nice. I'm not sure though if major league pitching is going to figure him out, or because that could go either way. Either they figure him out at some point to a certain extent. You know, how do we pitch to this guy after they get more looks at him? But then again, on the other hand, usually after you've seen a pitcher a few times, that's better for the hitter. So, man, I'm really excited about this guy. I'm in love with him.
I got to tell you, I don't think that the pitchers are going to figure him out. Mm. Just because he seems like such a patient hitter,
yeah,
from everything,
yeah,
that we've seen. He just waits for a pitch that he likes, and if he doesn't like, yeah, it, I'm not swinging at that.
Yeah. Well, he's not one dimensional. I mean,
oh,
the guy.
No, no way.
He's bunting.
He's hitting home runs.
He's doing all this stuff. Can you imagine Aramis Ramirez, number one, getting a hit? That would be kind of cool.
Just stop right there. I can't imagine Aramis Ramirez doing anything.
Okay. Well, can you imagine Aramis Ramirez bunting? Can you imagine Aramis? Or here you go. Fukudome, he hits that home run on opening day, right? I noticed something after he hit that home run that I thought was really cool. If you notice, the ball comes off the bat. He hits the ball over the wall. But right after the ball hit his bat, if you noticed,
he ran. What?
Right out of the batter's box. He thought, you know what? I better get to first base. He ran out of the batter's box.
I don't believe that.
I guess that's something they do in Japan.
Yeah, there's not a lot of showboating in Japan.
And God bless him. There's no reason to not love this guy.
Yeah, I didn't know that players were supposed to run when they hit a ball.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, neither does Aramis Ramirez or Alfonso Soriano. But then again, Alfonso Soriano...
He doesn't really hit the ball much.
Yeah, he can't remember how to hit the ball.
Yeah, when you're batting .045, that would be right. One hit out of 22 at-bats. And I'm pretty sure no walks.
Yeah. I think...
No, you're wrong on that, because he does have an RBI off of a bases loaded.
Oh, okay. All right, well...
Better send that pitcher some flowers or something.
All right, here...
None of those pitches were close either, too, so...
Well, another thing about Alfonso Soriano, maybe they could just, give him a raise. Maybe he deserves to make a little bit more money and get a longer contract.
Yeah,
and
he's
also
obviously underpaid for what he's doing.
Right, and And, you know, moving him down in the order to the number one spot, you know, that's obviously helping him. It's helping him so much. I wonder if maybe the Cubs can't move him to the zero hole.
Hey, you guys have to keep in mind, though, that even, you know, with his troubles at the plate, he's still playing that gold glove defense out in left field.
yeah,
nothing
sure,
but
sure.
The best.
Yeah.
I was actually joking about how bad Ryan Braun got fooled on one of the hits out there. Yeah, that day, that was when Soriano misplayed that ball off the wall, let the winning runs come in. I shut my mouth pretty quick.
Well, I don't know. I just think that Fukudome is a great player, and he just contrasts with all the things that I hate about, you know, our players. I guess, you know, the laziness, the showboating, those things, the things that I hate about your Soriano's and your Aramis Ramirez, who you guys know that I call him Stinkface. So
yes.
Stinkface and Soriano, they've got all of their characteristics that I hate. Fukudome doesn't exhibit any of them. I mean, he seems like a really swell guy.
Opposite of that.
Absolutely. He's hardworking and awesome. You know, and you got Soriano and Ramirez, who before the playoffs last year forgot that you hit the ball. Forgot that you put the bat on the ball. They forgot that before the playoffs last year, let's not forget. They, you know, neither one of them did anything. And that's what sunk us last year. And they're taking that right into this season. So God bless them and give them some more money. And then they can, and you know what, another thing, you know, when these guys start hitting and you know, getting some home runs and stuff, I can't wait to see them standing there watching the ball like jerks while Fukudome is running and working and doing the job and, you know, and not patting himself on the back.
Yeah, he sends a good message. Now, I mean, is this a cultural thing? I mean, you know, obviously Ramirez and Soriano are Dominican. You know, we have, you know, Soto's Puerto Rican, right? And Blanco.
I think so, yeah.
And Zambrano are Venezuelan.
Right.
I don't see them. I mean, you know, how many home runs does Blanco hit? I mean, I like Blanco a lot, but.
Well, I don't know. Blanco's got a lot of power.
He's got power, I know, but
it
he doesn't
seems
play
like,
a lot.
It seems like, when Blanco, I mean, Blanco doesn't hit for average, but it seems like when Blanco gets a hold of one, it's going
well,
places.
Here's the thing with Blanco. One month of the year, he's going to be lights out, batting 400 for you, hitting home runs left and right.
Yeah, but the other five, he's
going to be terrible.
That's fine.
You're right. You're
well,
right.
He's a backup catcher,
we
and he's real good
we
at what
know.
He does.
Right.
Well, we talked about how Paul Bacco is still in the league, so backup catchers are obviously hard to find. And I think Blanco is a fantastic backup catcher because
absolutely.
I mean, to find a good defensive catcher.
Honestly, you can't get much better than him.
No.
I mean, he doesn't hit very, very well all the time.
He looks like Eric Estrada.
Oh,
I mean, that's important.
Yeah. I'd
very
love to see him
he's
in his
a very, very
outfit.
He's a very handsome, handsome man.
Absolutely. But yeah. Hank White is one of the best defensive catchers around.
Sure. And, you know, I think there's an added benefit that's kind of unique to the Cubs situation right now where Blanco, you know, can teach Soto some stuff. I mean, Soto's, you know, this rookie, and he's obviously really good. But, you know, I'm sure he can learn plenty from having Henry Blanco sitting there.
My hope is that Blanco can impart some of the throwing out base stealers onto Soto because he hasn't looked too adept at that so far.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure how much I blame Soto for that so far, though. I mean, although Soto's throwing base runners out or lack thereof, as the case may be, I thought it was funny that Jason Kendall
I sent you that text.
Jason Kendall seems to be able to throw out Cubs runners.
I said that it was funny that Jason Kendall has finally learned how to throw base runners out, unfortunately. He was throwing a Cub out, trying to steal.
Well, he only threw Aramis out, correct?
Is that all?
When he was on the Cubs
at any
year,
rate,
he could have thrown Cecil Fielder out.
Yeah,
last year.
I think he wasn't throwing anybody out in a Cubs uniform.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the Cubs have two players that have been caught stealing, and that would be Ramirez and Reed Johnson.
I believe it wasn't Reed Johnson, so it was Ramirez.
It was Aramis because it was on a strike him out, throw him out with Koske at the plate.
Yeah.
I was at that game. So.
Okay, all right.
It doesn't matter. He wasn't throwing anybody out.
Yeah, yeah. Kendall couldn't do that. And it is kind of funny that, you know, the second you take him out of a Cub uniform, well, you can throw out the Cubs.
Yeah, whoa!
You know.
Back to the cultural thing, though. I just think the whole... In the Japanese game, it's... They understand that it's about the team, mm-hmm. and it's about
right.
a win, not a home run.
Right.
And over here, it's about, what am I doing?
Right.
You know, it's about the individual.
I think there's a certain type of player, too. I think that it seems like the Japanese players that come here, who all, by the way, seem to have a reasonable amount of success here. So I don't think there's the huge gap in quality of play here and in Japan that it seems like. Well, I mean, you know, you hear about it on TV, you read about it in the paper that you know, the major leagues is where it's at. It seems like the guys that are good in Japan are really good here too.
Well, you got to think these guys are winning MVP awards over in Japan. You know,
I like
Kosuke, but I don't think he's going to win them.
Well, look at Ichiro
win Rookie of the Year.
You know, look at Ichiro and stuff. You know, the guy. Well, that's true.
That's blown.
But I don't know. I mean, these guys are awfully doggone good players, and I would love to have a whole team that acts like Fukudome.
I'd love to have a whole team of Fukudome.
Sure.
All right, you know, it's five games, all right? I mean,
well, that's true,
but
true.
No,
okay, good
and it's
point.
Also five games with Soriano and Ramirez. And I know I'm
no,
going
it's
on
not,
this.
It's not,
I
no,
know...
but you're wrong. It's not five games with Soriano and Ramirez. Ramirez, how long has Ramirez been with the Cubs?
167 games with Soriano.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he takes the last three off.
And Ramirez, no, he takes most of them off, Frank.
We're not talking about when he's asleep in the outfield. We're talking about when he's, you know, actually in the lineup.
By the way, just a quick aside. Has anybody seen that movie Cat's Eye?
No.
There's a movie called Cat's Eye. Okay, Cat's Eye.
Stephen King movie.
Yeah, the Stephen King movie Cat's Eye.
Nah,
do you remember the little troll guy with the...
Yeah, that he sucked out your soul or whatever.
Yeah, he was sucking out Drew Barrymore's soul through her nose.
Right.
Remember that? And anyway, that little guy, his teeth, like, I always think of Soriano. Like, when I see Soriano, his teeth remind me
you're
of that little guy
right.
from
you are
Cat's
absolutely
Eye.
Right.
So, anyway.
Do you think he tries to suck the souls out of the other players?
No, I think he tries, I don't know, he tries to suck the, I don't know, he just sucks.
He does just suck.
He's a mercenary.
I'm not happy with him. I know, I agree.
He's a mercenary. The guy makes tons of money. He doesn't care. You know what, I'm being a little rough on him. I'm sure I'm going to, you know, not feel this way in a week or two.
If he hits seven home runs in 1 week,
right,
you're going to be pretty happy.
However, you know what, I would rather just seeing him get seven base hits.
That's fine. I would like to see him get on base.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yesterday, especially the seventh inning where they scored the five runs, you kind of see what this team could do.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I like how yesterday, the day before, they scored all the runs.
Yesterday.
I like that, but you can't give up seven runs.
Well, that's true.
You can't give up half of your runs via the bullpen.
And you got to think. I don't think we would have scored all those runs if Carlos Lee could field his position because that ball bounced over his head.
Carlos Lee is a great hitter, but man, the fielding, wow. He belongs in the American League where they don't play
baseball. El Caballo knows how to hit, but in the field, he's a donkey.
I get that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I would also like to say that I'm kind of seeing the annoying, drunken Cubs fan, Fukudome lover, already on TV, where it's like he's wearing the bandana. Oh, yeah, and you're like,
sure.
It just, you know, and it's like,
yeah,
it's
no,
maybe
that
this
is
going to be a cultural shock to Chicagoans because we're kind of, you know, I mean,
rubes,
in a way, yes,
but that's the idiots that are out.
You know, I'd like to just talk about Kerry Wood for a second. I think he's done a great job, and I know he pitched badly in the first game.
Sure.
But, you know, a closer does not like going into a tie game. And I know Pinella, he did not want that to happen, but he was already warming up, and you don't want to, like, sit the closer down and then warm up again if you get the lead.
Sure.
I mean, obviously going into an extra inning game, if you get the lead, you win. But,
yeah,
closers, tie games, it doesn't matter how good you are,
right,
they usually lose. But
I see
working
what
that mentality and
could be. I see what you're saying, and I definitely agree with you though that we shouldn't be worried about Kerry Wood yet. I think he's looked fine. I think I'm hopeful and I think it's certainly possible that they could be very, very successful in the closer role. So I'm perfectly happy with him doing that. I don't want any sort of change. And I get a little overboard with my criticism of Soriano and Ramirez, but just give it a little time. Kerry Wood's going to be good.
Yeah, it's great that he bounced back from that first showing.
Yeah.
And he's two saves now?
Two saves.
He's pitched great.
Yeah, he looks good.
Since he's come out, every appearance since then,
yeah.
It just shows that he really can be a great closer because he has the short memory. I can forget about what happened yesterday and just go in there and take care of it. And I really, really like that Lou has not thought twice about putting him in every opportunity that comes up.
Yeah, you bet.
You know, and not going, well, maybe we should just throw somebody else in there today. He's gone with him, gone to him, and showed his confidence, and I think that helped Wood a lot too.
I really agree with you guys' thoughts on Kerry Wood. The only bullpen change I would really make is I don't think Bob Howry at this point in the year should be coming in when we have a lead.
He's been bad.
So what role
are
you? I
don't really know what
of?
That means.
Do you like, are you thinking of him as a? Remember when with Glenn and Rush, when we had Glenn and Rush,
the towel.
We called him the towel because Dusty would throw him in when the game's pretty much over and gee, you know, we need to eat up some innings.
So you're saying that should be Howry's role?
So you're saying that they should
right now,
that Howry
until
should
May,
be the new towel
until
for a
May,
little while?
Because he didn't do it last year, he's not doing it this year. We gotta wait for the weather to warm up before he can actually start to pitch.
Well, I don't know though. I think you need to get them innings. I mean, you need to get them going.
Well, I mean, they were up 3 runs yesterday, and you know, maybe he was trying to get him some inning or an inning, and he looked pretty bad yesterday.
Yeah, I just don't buy that you shouldn't put a pitcher in when you have a lead. You should, especially in the bullpen. You got to go. Well, I'm bringing you in because the starter or whoever's in now can't handle it anymore, and I need you to hold this. You got to have faith in him. If you don't have faith in him to come in, why is he on the team?
You know what? I also think that leads to kind of ruining the guy.
Well,
I mean, if he knows if you're Glenn and Rush and you're sitting back there and you know you only get into games that you're losing by 6, you know it kind of tells you. Yeah, I know what my job is.
Right.
Yeah, but if you tell him, listen, you're not pitching well right now, but we know you're going to pitch well 2 months from now. You know, for right now, we're going to have to keep you in this role so you don't damage us too badly.
Yeah, but how often are you? I mean, I would hope that it's not very often that you're down so many runs that you're getting this guy innings. I would think that if you want him to get work in and get better or get you know up to speed with where he needs to be for the season, send him down to AAA. So he can put in innings down there. I mean, I don't know.
You know what?
Howry to triple.
That's extreme. But yeah. I mean, I just don't agree with that. You can't send him to AAA
because he's under a major league contract.
I get that, but I just don't understand. Like, well, you're gonna pitch every once a month when we're getting blown out.
Yeah,
and then we're gonna hope that that'll make you a better pitcher.
You got to think too that it's also going to be when we're blowing someone out. You know, as long as it's not a save situation, I'm cool with having him in there. But 3 runs or less, I don't want to see him right now.
Yeah. Well, okay, but I kind of disagree with you though.
Yeah,
I think you got to keep marching him out there and hoping he comes around. And I think he will. By the way,
so do I.
And I think he will too. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that.
Sure.
I think Pinella's instilled a lot of confidence in Wood by going with him in every opportunity, and I think he can do that with Howry just by going with him, maybe not every opportunity, but still marching him out there in situations where he needs to come through. You got to have confidence when you're.
Does anybody know? Is Howry traditionally been a really slow starter? I think
that's
I have
I was
heard
gonna
he
ask
has.
Joe that.
I know he was last year also because both he and Air were very bad last year.
And Aaron never stopped.
Well, remember how bad the bullpen was early in the year?
Sure. You bet I do.
So, let's just relax.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The thing is, though, I, I, I understand a little distress from this just because, you know, we are expecting the bullpen to be a strong point of this Cubs team. And it seems like, they're good at times and they're, you know, they can give it up at times as well.
I really think that this is a warm weather team. And if we can get through April at being 500 or close to it, it's going to put us in pretty good shape for the rest of the season.
Until September, and then it gets cold.
And then the bad stuff happens again.
Yeah, and we know how good they're going to do, you know, in October when it's nice and warm.
Let's relax.
I know.
And get over 500 first.
let's play today's game.
Sure. Okay. I would like to talk about another thing that happened on opening day. I know it's a long time ago now, but this is our first cast since the actual festivities happened. I want to talk for a second about the Banks statue, the Ernie Banks statue out front of Wrigley Field. Clearly, this is a guy that deserves a statue. I am really glad that Ronnie Woo Woo was able to show up. Why is this guy allowed in Illinois? Seriously. It was kind of funny because...
He's a fan. Who cares?
He's the most annoying human being ever.
He is an annoying fan, but he's...
He's worse than
Cubs.
You.
I was gonna say,
he's not part of the Cubs.
Is he really any worse than us?
Yes, he's worse than us. I could not disagree with you more, and I know that you hate that I don't hate Ronnie Woo.
How can you not be irritated by Ronnie Woo Woo?
Who cares?
You know what? I wouldn't care if I couldn't hear him.
If he,
you know,
that makes no sense.
No, I wouldn't. If I couldn't hear him, it wouldn't bother me. I mean, there's a lot of fans that I guess are knuckleheads, but that I don't hear them going woo constantly. You know, the Ernie Banks.
I guess I just don't hear it as much as you.
Well, I don't know. Maybe my ears are tuned to wooing. But the guy irritates me. The Ernie Banks unveiled. It's this big day, you know. And there's Hank Aaron's there. There's like, you know, baseball royalty there.
Yeah, definitely.
And then I turn on the TV and I just all I hear is woos. The guy is just
that's the way you feel. That's fine.
No, he's.
He's awful.
He's so annoying. And I mean, every time, the first time you see Ronnie Woo, it's like, hey, Ronnie Woo Woo's there. And then, like, about 10 minutes later, you're like, man, I cannot stand these woos because there's a lot of woos.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's like a lot of woos. I mean, how do you do all those woos?
I don't know.
That man's got some lungs.
Gee whiz. I bet he's not a smoker. I'll tell you that.
You know, we should have said, like, hey, there's some... Like, years ago, we should have said, like, hey, if you go to St. Louis, there's some teeth there waiting for you. And then close the doors.
Yeah. Don't let them back. Don't let them back. You know, also, the statue. I think we all agree that if anybody deserves a statue, it's Ernie Banks. But however, something that's sort of irritating to me is that Ernie Banks gets the second statue after Harry Carey. They build statues to the broadcasters before they build statues to the players. That irritates me. Who's more important to the Cubs? Clearly the broadcasters are more important to them than the players.
I agree with you that Ernie Banks should have had a statue a long time ago.
Sure.
But I know that you do not find the broadcasters
important
at all.
They're not. Harry Carey didn't hit any home runs for the Cubs. Harry Carey didn't get a base on balls for the Cubs. Harry Carey didn't get an out. Harry Carey never threw a strike. Harry Carey's done nothing at all for the Cubs on the field. Harry Carey is a broadcaster. He's a reporter. That's all.
Okay.
Guy was entertaining, and I like him, but he didn't play for the Chicago Cubs. So why are you building a statue to? Why aren't you building a statue to Ronnie Woo Woo?
You know what? That makes sense. You know what? The thing is that baseball is nothing more than entertainment. That's all it is. And when you think about entertainment, it's the whole package. It's the field. It's Ronnie Woo Woo.
It's Harry Carey. Forever,
Harry Carey was the face of the organization.
And that's what I was going to say. Well, is, yeah. You know, a lot of people, one of the people when you see
I know
the
people
Cubs,
love him.
They think
yeah. Harry Carey.
And yeah, that's sure. why he has a sure. statue.
No, but
and you know what? And part of that is because of the way that the Cubs have been marketed. And the whole point that I'm making is that we've got Harry Carey. So we can put any crap out on the field, and the players don't matter because we've got Harry Carey calling the game. It's a lovely day. It's a lovely day. Come on out to the ballpark and have a picnic, and we'll all have fun, and we'll root on the Cubbies to another losing season. Who's more important, what you put on the field or who's in the broadcast booth?
Now, that I agree with, totally.
That's what they've done, and I'm irritated that it's taken this long for them to, you know, give Ernie Banks a statue when it was important to some knucklehead to give Harry Carey a statue. And nothing against Harry Carey, but, you know, what goes on the field is a lot more important than what's in the broadcast booth.
What irritates me more is that it took Mike North to start campaigning for that guy.
Yeah, no, the guy's unlikable.
Wait, you mean in between him talking about his dog and his friends, like for countless hours? Right. I mean,
and how he's interesting,
his hot dog stand because everyone really cares.
Yeah, I flipped it on for a couple minutes a couple weeks ago probably, and. They're at a live broadcast at a remote. It might have been opening day, actually.
I think I heard the same broadcast.
And he, for a couple minutes, is having a conversation with somebody in the crowd who he knows, and you can't hear that person, so it's just him talking to that person one way. And it has nothing to do with anything. But yeah, he's just, hey, how are you? And you hear nothing. Oh, that's great. Nothing. Yeah. What an idiot.
I hate that guy.
He is a very, very fascinating man.
But he's undeniably Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and really clever.
He's the reason why I can almost never listen to the score.
Yeah, well, he stinks. Agreed?
Oh, agreed.
True
okay,
that.
Well, yeah, Dad, Mike North is officially not endorsed by the Cubs baseball fan.
Absolutely not.
You know, I'd like to say one more thing about Ernie Banks.
Sure.
Ernie Banks did not make a lot of money in his career.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to do, you know, weird endorsements and things like that sometimes because he's got to make a living.
Sure.
And like a lot of people, I've met him because he was in town once, I think, doing an old-style promotion. And instead of just sitting there and autographing something real quick and saying thank you, and then the next, he actually spent time with every person in line and talked to them.
Yeah.
And I was, I think, 10 or 11, and he actually talked, you know, he would talk to me, and we actually talked about the World Cup. We didn't talk about baseball, because he immediately recognized that my mother was German, and he wanted to talk about the World Cup. And
yeah.
He spent time with everyone in line.
Yeah.
And you know, I just I thought he was a pretty interesting and cool guy. I was really excited.
Everybody loves him.
That's how they all should be.
Everybody loves Ernie Banks, and for very, very good reason. I've never heard anybody have anything negative to say about him except Joe Morgan. You know, that's Joe Morgan.
Who does Joe Morgan like?
He likes Joe Morgan.
Joe Morgan. Yeah,
he likes
guys.
And he likes Barry Bonds.
Well, who doesn't like Barry
Bonds?
Yeah. Man. And that's all I can think of.
Joe Morgan did talk about Ernie Banks Sunday. Did you hear that?
No. What did he say?
Ernie Banks invited Joe Morgan.
I bet Joe Morgan was too busy.
To the unveiling. He had an opening day assignment.
Of course he did.
But he did mention that, you know, he said some good things about it. He didn't mention that he only hits home runs in the basket.
Yeah.
So those don't really count.
He didn't say that. The only reason that Ernie Banks hit all those home runs was because they put the basket out to give Ernie Banks an advantage.
No, he didn't mention that.
Oh, he didn't mention that. No.
That's weird.
That's weird. He didn't mention that because he was too busy
ripping on Ryan Sandberg.
Okay. That's weird because it seems like Joe Morgan always has time to mention how Ernie Banks wouldn't have had all those home runs if it wasn't for the basket. Interesting.
And that does it for this edition of Cubs Baseball Fancast. This has been Brad.
This is Brian. Please send us any suggestions, hate mail or love mail. And yes, Joe is single, but get him while you can, because not for long, ladies. Send the emails to CubsFanCast@gmail.com.
This has been Joe, and you guys can view our blog at CubsFanCast.blogspot.com.
This episode is sponsored by Gentlemen. There's one in all of us.